How does a new fiction writer with a full-time job build a platform, brand, following, and income from her writing? The options, opinions, and advice are overwhelming. Join Shoshana Simpson, that's me, as I learn how to navigate the writing world to become a thriving writerpreneur. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at the highlights, lowlights, and everything in between to give you a real-time view of what it takes to be a profitable writer. Welcome to the Writing in Color Podcast. Hey there, writer friends. I am ankle deep in working on my story, and I am learning about an important part of telling a story. It's called the inciting incident. Every story needs an inciting incident. It's the moment where everything changes for the main character, when things can't go back to the way they were. Let's look at Game of Thrones to give you an example. The inciting incident is when Ned accepts the job of being Hand of the King to his bestie, Robert of the House Baratheon, the first of his name, King of the Andals and first of men, Lord of the Seven Kingdoms and protector of the realm. Ned's life was just fine in Winterfell. Winter was coming. He was going to ride it out at home with his wolves. He was set. Then here comes King Robert, and he accepts the position of being Hand of the King, and everything goes to heck in a handbasket from there. Think about it. If he didn't take that job and leave his family, Game of Thrones would have been a pamphlet to read and probably a TV short. No one would have cared. Another example, Harry Potter. When he finally received the letter that he was a wizard and he was going to magic school, that moment changed everything. I do wonder, if he never got that letter, would Lord Voldemort have come back, or did he come back because Harry Potter went to magic school? Did Harry's decision, well, it's not really his decision. Does him going to magic school, did that bring Voldemort back? I don't know. It's a thought. In any event, in every story, book, TV show, movie, audio drama, etc., there is an inciting incident. At least there needs to be. It doesn't matter if it's a romance, fantasy, thriller, doesn't matter the genre. The inciting incident is what makes the story worth paying attention to. If you have read a story and thought, OMG, this is so boring, the inciting incident either wasn't there or it was weak. Weak as in the moment that was supposed to make or break the character just didn't seem so dire. If there is no moment where the main character has to make a choice or a decision that changes their world, then what's the point of the story? And as you can see from the examples from Game of Thrones and Harry Potter, the inciting incident doesn't have to be some dramatic thing. It's just something that changes the rest of the story. It doesn't have to be catastrophic. It's just a decision that sets the story in motion. And this, my writer friends, is where I am struggling just a bit. But now that I've talked this out with you about what an inciting incident is, I'm starting to see how I am confusing inciting incident with a crisis. What I plan to do as the podcast moves forward right now is to share with you what I am learning, especially the parts that I find are crucial to you writing your best story. I also find it helps me understand more when I'm explaining it to someone else. Because I do say, if you want to learn something, teach it to someone else. So I'm going to teach it to you guys. Yay! How is your writing going? How is your Prepvember going? Or your NaNoWriMo going? And have you identified what your inciting incident is? If you are struggling to make your story pop or make it move, it could be that you don't have that. So figure it out. Thank you for listening. If you want to comment on this episode, please visit writinginkolorpodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And if you love this podcast and want it to continue, you can now support the show with a small monthly donation. For a penny less than a dollar every month, your generous contribution will go towards improving the podcast and production. I know you're thinking, how could it get any better than this? I know, right? I got plans. Any amount you decide is much appreciated. You can cancel anytime. The link to support is in the show notes. Let's stay connected. You can tweet me at Shoshana or stalk me on Instagram at Shoshana Writes. If you want to know when I publish new stories or perform my next story, subscribe to my newsletter at ShoshanaWrites.com. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, stay creative and keep writing.